CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, the Scala Report, with CEO of Chris Riegel of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. We go to employment, the recovery, and different items all approaching the same matter of the year of Zoom, or the year of out of the office, or the year of no commuting. Right now, it's called the lockdown cohort. The young people, the interns, the new hires. In the United Kingdom, Financial Times covering. In the United States, Wall Street covering. And how they have been either deprived or put into a quandary by a year of not being in close contact with their mentors, with their superiors, with the people who hired them, with their own friends, with their cohort. Second item is new statistics saying that those who have worked Zoom this last year and a half and continue are extremely anxious and also thinking about leaving their jobs for other opportunities. An enormous number of voices, you know, overwhelming number thinking about something else besides the anxiety of another Zoom meeting. The third point is the question of why it is the U.S. is not filling job openings that are obvious. Is it entirely about those extended employment benefits, or is it dislocation during the pandemic? Chris, a very good evening to you. I want to begin with the lockdown cohort because you have mentioned how you believe in your business, which is the business of thinking, creativity, especially in the digital space, that being around others, exchanging views in person, is necessary for creativity. These observations from the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, and Business Insider support that. Do you hear from your colleagues, your peers, and you're in Silicon Valley often, do you hear the same observation that missing out on the life of the community has deprived us, maybe put a hole in our development? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. You're certainly seeing fatigue among many workers now, which is because they're remote, because they're Zoom connected, because they've lost that community at the office or with the team that they're in. You're seeing a huge and increasingly troubling amount of dissatisfaction in those remote workers that is losing or helping them lose their focus, lose their motivation, as it were, for success. So it's certainly troubling, whether that's remote work fatigue, Zoom fatigue, a combination of both, but it's certainly causing a lot of disruption in that jobs market.
And Silicon Valley, I know Google has stood out saying back to the office, and then there are banks in New York, back to the office. But there's a mixed picture here, reluctance. So one thing that will oblige people to make decisions is bottom line thinking. At this point, is it too early to see if this lockdown cohort is a drag on profits or development or growth? Do we need more time and statistics?
Relative to technology products, you're typically working on a 2 to 3 year cycle. So I think that you'll see the impact of this in the 2022, 2023 year, now that the lockdown's been underway for 18 months or more. I was with a very, very large employer in Southern California earlier this week, several thousand employees, who made the decision that they will permanently be going to remote work, with coming into the office being optional, simply because when they ordered employees to come back to the office, they got very significant feedback that said many employees would refuse to come back to the office, period, and would simply go to remote working with other companies. So you're seeing employers now facing the reality in some cases that people are refusing to come back. And if they force them to come back, people are simply saying, I'll quit and find another job because I don't want to come back.
Another problem, a survey by the Wall Street Oasis, a forum for financial service workers, found that the first-year analysts were on average working 83.5 hours a week and getting just 5.75 hours of sleep a night. First-year analysts in the financial business. This seems extreme, but in any event, has Zoom obliged people to work, to overwork, and to despair that there is no escaping work, that they're trapped, almost incarcerated inside their career dreams? Do you believe that's might possibly be, if this was a novel, that would be the genesis of thinking about quitting?
I think that what people are seeing with Zoom in a lot of cases is that because it is becoming a time filler of endless Zoom meetings where things may or may not be accomplished, they're finding it less productive than being in the office and actually being able to work through or solve problems. In especially creative teams, that inability to come to a conclusion or a decision is what frustrates and in many cases is causing people to leave or to consider new job opportunities or new industries.
In-person meeting. There is speculation now that we'll not go back to flying from New York to California for a two-hour meeting. But I puzzle. I want to be iconoclastic about this. Being in the room with my mentors when I was just out of college, I was at a magazine, and the magazine in New York, and there were prominent journalists at the moment, very fashionable journalists who were contraries about the Nixon administration and the war in Vietnam. Being in a room with them and observing their interactions or comments to each other and then the way they regarded me in person was so valuable because now, 50 years later, I recall it. I think about it when I deal with younger people, what they're imagining. That is missing, Chris. Do you find that missing in your business as well, that the young people are not in elbow to elbow with not only their seniors, but something that they might want to become someday, and they're lacking a model in person?
What I think you risk with the current generation, who is not particularly graced with some of the social skills of prior generations simply because they're so aligned to technologies, smartphones, social media, et cetera, is that they're losing that life experience of developing the in-office social graces to allow them to be successful in the future. So the risk to their careers is that lack of understanding of how even the most banal things such as office politics work to be able to be successful in a Zoom environment, much like if you're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or other, the ability to react without thinking because you're doing something in a smartphone quickly is different than if you're face-to-face with colleagues in a meeting and trying to learn how to read that room. So it's certainly a risk to their future opportunity in development.
Also, in leadership positions, I mentioned that banker flying – well, he was – I'm naming him as a banker – from New York to California for a two-hour meeting. I would value that because it's my experience in Zoom meetings, and it's limited. My experience is that it's very easy not to say anything. It's very easy not to speak up. It's very easy not to ask questions because you have no idea what the sense of the room is. That would not be the case in a boardroom or a conference room or a theater if you were physically there. Do you find that also in your business, technology, that the Zoom meetings fall into silence very fast and nowhere near what in the old days would have been exchanges?
Think of how the human brain consumes immense amounts of media, from broadcast television to streaming services to others, and what you recall of those experiences. Unfortunately, the human brain continues to be rewired relative to information, not having to retain it, but simply understanding how to go get it, a la the success of Google. I don't have to remember something, I'll simply ask Google. When the brain is equating a Zoom meeting to television or to streaming that you watch and you disregard, it's harder to retain that data and knowledge versus being in a room at a whiteboard, having an argument in person, remembering the temperature, the carpet, the walls, all the background, that the brain helps you process that more effectively. So I think that you lose that ability to retain that data and makes that much less effective as a meeting format.
Hiring or finding interns and hiring startups, is there any change in the weather in that now that we're said to be in recovery, or is it returning to business of 2019?
You're seeing in certain industries, especially food service and hospitality, incredible challenges where you have 4 million people that quit their jobs in the last month, as an example, in that sector. People are simply stating, if I have to go back to work, I don't want to go back to some of those hospitality or other jobs. They're looking at career changes. So you have a very dislocated recovery where you have a large amount of people unemployed, a large amount of jobs that are unfilled, and the two are not matching in the middle.
Also missing is mentorship. I just mentioned that with 30 seconds to go, Chris. Mentorship becomes difficult in Zoom as well because you have no personal contact with the young person.
it becomes an environment where the skill sets from the more experienced person are not able to transmit to that younger person, and that puts the younger person at disadvantage later in career.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scholar Report, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.